Take your Bibles, if you would, tonight. Daniel chapter 12. We only have four verses to finish up. You remember last week we talked about the vision that Daniel had of two beings that stood on either side of the Tigris River. And one of them said to the man that was clothed in linen, who we identified earlier in the book of Daniel was the Lord Jesus Christ. One of them asked, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And the man clothed in linen, Christ said, as he held his hands up toward heaven, "It shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." And so 3.5 years, a time is a year, times 2 years and a half. Half a year, 3.5 years, the last half of Daniel's 70th week. Daniel said, "I heard all that, but I didn't understand." And so he said, "Oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And the Lord said to him, "Go thy way, Daniel," in verse 9, "for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." Not the end of time, like we talked about last week, but until the time of the end. So again, the start of the 70th week of Daniel. Now, verse 10, where we start tonight, the Bible says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." This verse is talking about what's going to happen, actually what has happened from the time of Daniel until the end of time. "Many shall be purified." Those that come to Christ and receive him as their Savior. Those that have come in the past, those that will come in the future. They shall be made white. Their sins, though they be red like crimson, shall be as white as snow, as it says in the Bible. And of course, that's only done through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not done by any self-help effort. It's not done by any work that we can do. It's not done by joining the church. It's not done by getting baptized. It's not done by taking communion. It is done through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary. So many shall be made white, purified and made white, and tried. They will go through trials. They have gone through trials. They go through trials today, and they will continue to go through trials tomorrow. That's the lot that we have as Christians. If we're gonna be faithful to God, and again, Jesus said, "Hey, they persecuted me. They're gonna do the same to those that follow me." And so that has happened. It is happening today. It will happen till the end of time. "The wicked shall do wickedly." They're not going to change. They'll continue to work their wickedness and shall not understand. The natural man, the things of God, they can't understand because they need the Spirit of God to understand them. And so they're not going to understand. 1 Corinthians said, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." And so the wicked won't understand. That's the way it's happened from the time of Daniel till today. It's happening today. There are still people today that don't understand what God is trying to do because they don't exercise that faith that God has given them to get saved. They don't have the Spirit of God, and so they don't understand. But the wise shall understand. Again, because we have the Spirit of God that helps us understand the things of God. Verse 11, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days." Now, Jesus talked about this verse. It's recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 24. You don't need to turn to it, but I just want to turn and read a few verses from Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 15, where the Bible says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. When the Antichrist sets up this desolation in the Holy of Holies, it's the start of the tribulation. And it says there should be 1,290 days. Now, that's 30 days longer than 3.5 years. If the way they figure 3.5 years is 42 months times 30, this is 1,290 instead of 1,260. For some reason, this desolation is going to be in the Holy of Holies for 30 days longer than the Great Tribulation is going to last. And again, don't know why, but God's going to allow that. Verse 12, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days. Okay? So here we have another number, 1,335 days. 45 days beyond the 1290 that was mentioned before. Most Bible scholars think this 1,335 days is the start of the millennial reign of Christ. So we're going to have the Great Tribulation. The statute's going to stand for 30 more days, and then 45 days after that, Christ will come and establish his 1,000-year reign. And then verse 13, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel, God says, you're not going to live to see all this happen. You're going to die. You're going to rest. And in thy lot at the end of days, and again, we talked about it last week, here again, the Old Testament saints, and I don't know if you've thought about it or studied it since last week, but will rise at the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. And that's what God promised Daniel. You're going to be there. You're going to reign with me. And I'm sure Daniel, because of his faithfulness, will have a prominent position in that 1,000-year reign. But so will we. We'll reign with our Savior for that 1,000 years up on the earth. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer.